Audio Evolution presents The Divided Mind, The Epidemic of Mind-Body Disorders, by John E. Sarno, M.D., read by Paul Hecht. Introduction. Healthcare in America is in a state of crisis. Certain segments of American medicine have been transformed into a dysfunctional nightmare of irresponsible practices, dangerous procedures, bureaucratic regulations, and skyrocketing costs. Instead of healing people, the broken healthcare system is prolonging people's suffering in too many cases. Instead of preventing epidemics, it is generating them. Does this judgment sound too harsh? Let's look at some statistics. Over 6 million Americans suffering from the mysterious and excruciatingly painful ailment called fibromyalgia are being treated by an army of self-minted specialists, not one of whom has a clue as to what causes the disorder. Millions more are suddenly being treated for gastric reflux at an annual cost of billions of dollars. Who says heartburn can't be profitable? And millions more, many of them youngsters, are dependent on mind-altering drugs, which, it now turns out, may actually be endangering their lives. The circumstances are serious. I'm not overstating the situation. That's why my colleagues and I have written this book. The Divided Mind is about the principles and practice of psychosomatic medicine. It's not about alternative medicine or some trendy New Age regimen. It's about straightforward, clinically tested medicine as practiced by licensed physicians for over 30 years, working with thousands of patients. First, I want to clear up any confusion surrounding the word psychosomatic. You may think it refers to something vaguely fraudulent, such as imaginary diseases dreamed up by people for their own selfish or confused reasons. That's simply not true. But even medical practitioners, doctors who might be expected to have a more accurate understanding of the term, sometimes make the mistake of assuming it refers to how stress makes disease worse, or the stressful consequences of living with a disease. Those are legitimate concerns and have been addressed in the medical literature, but they are not psychosomatic. Psychosomatic medicine specifically refers to physical disorders of the mind-body, disorders that may appear to be purely physical, but which have their origin in unconscious emotions, a very different and extremely important medical matter. Note that we will use the terms psychosomatic and mind-body interchangeably throughout the work, so don't let it throw you. There are literally hundreds of disorders and illnesses that have been identified as purely psychosomatic or having a psychosomatic component. They can range from mildly bothersome back pain all the way to cancer. Psychosomatic illnesses seem to be an inescapable part of the human condition. Yet, amazingly, in spite of the nearly universal prevalence of such disorders, the practice of psychosomatic medicine is almost totally unknown within today's medical community and plays virtually no part in contemporary medical study and research. Nowadays, when physicians and many psychiatrists are confronted with a psychosomatic disorder, they don't recognize it for what it is, and almost invariably treat the symptom. The enormity of this miscarriage of medical practice may be compared to what would exist if medicine refused to acknowledge the existence of bacteria and viruses. Perhaps the most heinous manifestation of this scientific medievalism has been the elimination of the term psychosomatic from recent editions of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, the official publication of the American Psychiatric Association. One might as well eliminate the word infection from medical dictionaries. This astonishing state of affairs, scandalous really, didn't occur overnight. For the first half of the 20th century, the study and treatment of psychosomatic disorders was recognized by many medical professionals as a promising and important new frontier of medicine. Then, about 50 years ago, the American medical community took a wrong turn and simply abandoned its interest in psychosomatic medicine. I shall speculate on why this happened, but for now, the important thing to note is that as a direct result of turning its back on this vital branch of medicine, the medical profession has helped to spawn epidemics of pain and other common disorders affecting the lives of millions of Americans.